Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one is a morbidly obese black single mom that's looking for a fit daddy. She's perfect if you're looking for someone plump this Christmas and she's dressed up like Grandma Sofa. She says that you have to reach out to her first though. But if you were a donut, I can guarantee that she would reach out to you first instead. She says she's 25 but looks more like she's 45. If that's her right age, then imagine how fat she's gonna get when she actually makes it to 45 if she ever gets there, at the rate she's going. Moving on, speaking of donuts, I think she's somewhere between the ready to settle down stage and the why can't I find a good man one. This message is brought to you by Tim Hortons, of course. Canada's most overrated coffee and most overrated donuts. These days in Canada, it's almost impossible to find a woman that resembles the two donuts on top. Number three, the next time a single mom tells you that she's going to give her son the world, that's your cue to say B-I-T-C-H. You couldn't even give him a dad. Brought to you by Thug Life He-Man, of course. This is the current state of delusion that we live in these days. Up next is a post asking you what you would do if you saw your stepdad's wife like this. You mean if you saw your mom like this in the kitchen? I think this meme is bait for guys that couldn't read or understand language to say they would do all sorts of naughty things to the woman thinking that she was their stepmom or something like that. Then again, maybe the Oedipus complex is super strong for some. What I would do is say, hi mom, what's for breakfast, and then demand that she put her clothes back on. Number five, a new study suggests that people who are obsessed with celebrities may be less intelligent. You don't say. The male version of this is being obsessed with sports players, while the female version is obsessing over Taylor Swift here. But seriously, it must have been a slow news day because today's story is water. Is it really wet? Stating the obvious. But I'd still vote for Kanye West, and I don't care how dumb I'd look. Moving on is a fat feminist that'll be single for the rest of her life. Because if he's not tall, she doesn't actually want him at all. But I say if she doesn't weigh at least 120 pounds, I'm not groping her flesh mounds. I'm sure that the top 5% of guys out there are climbing all over each other to get a piece of her. But don't worry, because by the looks of her, there are probably plenty of pieces for everyone. Even if she lost the weight and got plastic surgery, she would still never be above a 5. Number 7, we have a woman once more proving that makeup is witchcraft. All those freckles girls are paying for to have as tattoos on their face these days, she has naturally. In this case, though, she's better without the makeup. It's called makeup because it's making up for the crazy thing she's gonna put you through. She even overdid it, it seems, with the filters on the right. Remember, guys, that even with the right makeup, you can still make a potato look beautiful. Up next is the queen of the single moms. Divorced 6 times, 5 kids, gone engaged 8 times, and is currently pregnant with triplets, yet incredibly rich from all her divorce settlements, it seems. She has some serious game if she can trick guys that many times. A lot of women these days can't even get married once. Then again, does anyone really believe this story? These days, it's altogether possible that this is the truth, though. Weird times that we're living in. Number 9, does anyone know who this classic lady from the 80s or 90s is? At first I didn't know if this was a woman or a marble statue, but I would smash except for that hammer toe bunion she's got. It just bothers me way too damn much. If she needs an elf on a shelf though, then I know the perfect place where to sit. I found a Scarlett Johansson version of this picture, so which one is the real one? If this is real, then we should start calling her Bunion Widow instead. Number 10, we have Where Are All the Real Men starter pack, because we know that women aren't real at all. I think this compilation is forgetting the mixed-race baby as well somewhere in the background. One of these women also forgot to include a Bible or Bible verses to convince some traditional Tom to turn his life over to her. Women want a real man, but all many of them are these days are a build-a-bitch with all the products and procedures that they get. Up next is Chastity, not to be confused with Chastity, because she doesn't have that. She's 22 with two kids and looking for a long-term partner. She also has a OnlyFans account. Recently, I watched a video where a woman was managing a social media account for many OnlyFans models on the beach in Bali, and she was making $50,000 a month just posting for them and making sure their business ran smoothly. Maybe guys out there can get into that business too. Number 12, we have women dominating men in most meaningful categories like education, career achievement, and happiness. Oh, really? Then why are more women than ever on antidepressants? Notice they didn't mention finance, which is what men dominate. Remember, having a degree doesn't make you smart. Just like printing money doesn't make you rich. Coming out of college with $100,000 in debt doesn't make you happy unless you smoke your own belly button lint first. Moving on is a woman telling a disabled man that she's interested and that he's like half a man, and her saying that she thinks it's rude. Of course it is. And he says that she's 250 pounds, so she's like 2.5 women, and he thinks that's rude. Then she pretty much loses her mind as he fat shames her. She's not like 2.5 women though, more like half a cow. I'm glad she got a taste of her own medicine. Number 14, we have the new ready to settle down meal from KFC. Actually looks like Swiss Chalet if you're up here in Canada. It's like my Tim Hortons reference from earlier. It also kind of reminds me of the reverse image of the Starbucks mermaid. This could also be a fat chick about to receive diversity or a twerking chicken. Just use your imagination. Up next is a little bit of good news from the citizens of Switzerland. Apparently a woman was denied citizenship because she was just too damn annoying. Maybe it was my ex-fiance from over a decade ago, moving to Switzerland. Who knows? But it looks like one country in the world is willing to deport the Karens. Maybe others should start doing it too. Where do you think she was from? Number 16 is the difference between how male feminists see themselves and how they actually look. I agree with this because when I marched through the slow walk almost 10 years ago, I saw cucks that looked about ready to get pegged by land whales. The man here needs to be at least 20 pounds lighter, and the woman needs to be 200 pounds heavier. That would fix things. But even then, the fine fupa chicks won't touch these pricks. Moving on is a woman all delusion because guys on Tinder are telling her she's now worthy of being with them because she's a single mother. She feels like she's going to be a single mother for the rest of her life. She will if she only accepts being with chats. She doesn't understand that guys don't want to raise another man's kids. Dating a single mom is like continuing from somebody else's save game. Number 18, women are complaining about men having a new sick penny dating trend, meaning the guy spends a lot of money up front whining and dining her and then cuts it off when they get together. Women call it psychological torture, but it's just men spending money early on to impress women. A lot of you guys think it's just about men being cheap and taking women on coffee dates. It's more about men getting women hooked to them and then reducing their spending. Of course, you don't see many articles from men complaining that women are only dating them for free food now, do you? Number 19, remember that being a stepfather means you're a man a woman wouldn't date if she doesn't have children. You're the runner-up simp prize. She's forced to downgrade, and that downgrade is you. How else do you think the betas reproduce throughout history except to take caveman Chad's sloppy seconds? Being a stepdad is also a kind of low-key cuckoldry. Up next, why are white nationalists open to being with Japanese women? They probably think that East Asian women are their last hope without realizing their fertility rates in Japan and Korea are lower than most European countries. Wait until white Chad goes over to Japan and learns how high the Japanese women's body counts are. That will definitely change his mind. Number 21, we have a woman that faked her own wedding with a stand-in groom and photo shoot in a desperate attempt to get her ex to text her, but he completely ghosted her. Men move on, especially if we're the ones that dumped the woman in the first place. This lady sounds like an alpha widow trying to get back with the guy that got away. And in the end, the only people that benefited were the photographer and the stand-in groom. Moving on is an all-female crew that crashed a plane in the water after an overshoot of the runway in Hawaii. Notice how this quickly was swept under the rug because it didn't fit the narrative. The papers are saying it's nonsense to believe that this was brought down by a diversity air crew. But apparently the story is fake because it was a different crew. But still, I have to give mad props to whoever made this story up. Number 23 is South Park making fun of Hollywoke these days. It's all about female executives sharing their marketing strategies, which can be summed up as put a chick in it, make her lame and gay. They wreck everything, and I'm worried they might actually take the second Dune film and twist it so the female lead becomes the hero. But seriously, this is how Disney movies are born. That is, until the company goes bust. Up next is bloated Leo, and he's just gonna bang teens. Women have no problem shaming him for his fat body. But you better not dare shame women when they sport a fupa. If a man's with a woman that's legal, then they shouldn't care. But they do care, because he won't touch any of them after they turn 25. Old women don't like the young women, which are able to get the men that they covet. Number 25 and the last one is Alicia Silverstone, one of the most attractive women back in the 1990s. And now she's hit the wall and looks like a soccer mom. But everyone knows that Sarah Michelle Gellar was the hottest back then. Unfortunately, time has taken her as a victim too. You can always tell how old they are by looking at their turkey gizzard next. In the end, every girl ends up a 2 looks-wise. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to make more, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.